It is time for another Warrior of the Week from Vance Air Force Base, and this time we're talking with Staff Sergeant Antonio Baca. Can I just call you Antonio? Is that what your friends call you?
Yes, sir.
So tell me about, it says here your career field is manpower, and you're a manpower analyst at Vance Air Force Base. In layman's terms, describe what that means.
What that means is we determine the manpower or personnel needed to accomplish the mission here at Vance Air Force Base, the mission being to train the Air Force's next generation of pilots.
Okay. So, and that would mean everybody across the board.
Correct.
From instructors to maintenance personnel, the whole thing.
Correct.
Okay. Somebody, Philip from PA, was telling me you're the Bob from the office.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So you come from Albuquerque, New Mexico. You've been in the Air Force for 7 years. Tell me, first of all, what prompted you to join the Air Force?
Well, I got tired of the same old, you know, 9-to-5 jobs at my home in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I just wanted something different. I wanted to travel, see the world, and make a small difference in the world.
Mm-hmm. Where all have you gotten to travel so far?
Well, I got to go to the United Arab Emirates for my first deployment. It was a very relaxed deployment, but still, I got to see the world. I got to see Dubai, and I got to fly over the Gulf, which was very cool.
So tell me about Dubai, because in the pictures, it just looks like a golden city or something.
And it is, but what's interesting is a lot of the buildings in Dubai are actually empty. They're
really not
occupied. So they're just for show.
So it's for show. Mm-hmm. So there's the absolute 0.1% haves, and the rest is our have-nots in the country, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Interesting country. So now you're here at Vance Air Force Base, been here for about a year and a half, so you're acclimated. Your goal is to be a Pentagon analyst.
Correct.
But you say you like the small town atmosphere of Enid, so how's that going to work?
Well, I assume when I get there, you know, my career is going to take a while to progress.
Yeah.
But eventually I plan to get out of the Air Force and join the civilian service. And
gotcha.
That's when I plan to become a Pentagon analyst.
Awesome. So when we talk about manpower analysts, is that something when you left Albuquerque and joined the Air Force going, gosh, I think I'll be a manpower analyst someday?
No,
I know that's not how it worked, but
not at all. I was actually cross-trained into manpower. I was originally a 1 Charlie 5, which is an air controller.
Okay.
So I controlled a lot of UAVs over Afghanistan in support of Operation Resolute Support.
Very cool. You got so many stories we couldn't even talk about.
Correct.
Which is really cool about it. But so awesome. You say you like Enid. Would you retire here at some point, you think? Come back?
I think so. It's a real quiet city, and there's actually a lot to do.
You have one thing that's not here, and this is a great, because you got kids. You suggest we should have an indoor playground for kids for year-round use. That is a great idea.
I think so.
For real.
Because in the summer months, it's really, really hot.
Mm-hmm.
Everything gets super hot.
Yeah.
And the kids tire out right away. But
right.
In the winter, there's ice everywhere, and even dad slides.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think an indoor playground would be beneficial to the community.
Absolutely. Great. I don't know where we're going to put it. Oh, wait. Oakwood Mall. There it is.
Yeah.
Antonio, you completely fixed the entire Enid problem right there. Antonio Baca, I appreciate your service. Thank you for what you're doing. I wish I could ask you questions about the whole thing that you've done overseas, but I'm not and I can't, so we won't. So we appreciate you being in. And how long are you going to be here, do you know?
I'll be here for about 2 more years.
Okay.
So I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. Well, if we see you out and about, be sure and say hi, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir, for having me.